Queen of UK soul, Beverly Knight, now Doyen of the West End, is back with a brand new album and a UK tour for 2016. Her 13-day tour is taking her all over the country, and there'll be full details on our website, including a date at the London Palladium, and she's playing Sheffield City Hall on Wednesday, June the 1st. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about the tour and the album, our special guest today is Beverly herself. So, how are you, Bev, and how excited are you to be touring with a new album?
I'm so excited. It's been a long time. It's been 6 years since the last album, 5 years since the tour, so I'm really excited to be back, doing what I do, doing what I love.
Well, you've hardly been away. I think you're the most hard-working person I know, but I'll ask you about that in a minute. I'm going to ask you about the tour first of all, though. What are we going to get all the hits from down the years? Are we going to get songs you performed recently on the West End and from the new album? What's happening?
You will get all of the above, is the answer. All of the above. I will be featuring the new album, of course. See what people think of the new material for the first time. And all the hits that people know from down the years. I couldn't do a show without those. And then, I'll be doing a nice little nod to my time in the West End as well. So it'll be a real, real power-packed show. Hopefully I'll manage to do it all.
I'm really hoping that we're going to get to Come As You Are and my favourite, Should I, Would I, Could I. Is that going to happen?
I believe so. I believe you'll be very happy to come and hear it. Absolutely.
Your new album, Soulsville, is a celebration of the music, sounds and legacy of Memphis. It's out on East West Records on June the 10th. Is it new material, old records? Tell us about it.
It's mostly new material that I've written. You see, the album was written in Memphis, and so while I was in Memphis, I covered a few songs that people know and associate with Memphis as well. So it's a mixture of old songs, kind of redone my style, and new, but mostly new songs.
I don't know where it's gone, but it's 20 years since you released your debut album, The B-Funk, back in 1995.
I know.
Does it seem that long? Yeah. How's the music industry changed since then?
Well, it feels that long in so much as so much has changed. There was no such thing as social media. The internet was around, but it wasn't used as a tool when I first started in music. God, I mean, we barely were texting on mobile phones back when I started, you know, and that makes me think, oh my God, that's a very long time ago. But when I think of it, when I look in the mirror, when I'm doing my songs, when I'm actually on stage and how I feel, it feels as though 20 years has flown by, but of course I know it hasn't, because the music industry has turned on its head. You know, the way that record labels used to operate, it's completely changed. Some of them aren't in existence anymore, and so many things are done online, and just the whole setup, the way we listen to music has changed, the way we buy music has changed. It's a whole different world. So when I think of it like that, I think, yeah, I've been making music a long time. But I still feel like I did 20 years ago.
How tech-savvy are you? I mean, are you into, you know, your smartphone with all your apps, and are you downloading and you know, browsing music online and doing all that?
The one thing I don't do is I haven't joined the streaming world personally. It's just a personal choice. I'm someone who, if I like an album, I need to own it. I want to buy it, so I will buy the actual album rather than kind of rent it, as it were. But then I'm in a position where I can do that, so, you know, that's how I am. But in terms of everything else, your social media, a gazillion apps on my phone, I'm all over it. I love it.
I'll be honest with you, you know, part of any new album release for my liking was actually the album artwork cover and actually
exactly.
The sleeve notes and really absorbing all that.
Yes, me too.
Vinyl's making a bit of a comeback. Have you got a record player? Are you back into all that stuff?
I do. Vinyl kind of never went away for me. I've always loved vinyl. I've always loved the way things feel and the warmth that you get from vinyl. There's always going to be that argument of, oh, but is it superior? I don't really care. It's the way it feels when I hear it.
You can't be in the crackle, can you?
I love that. That's just, you know, those 2 seconds of crackle be fabulous. I absolutely love it.
Do you know, Bev, I've got to say, over those past two decades as well, I mean, some of the famous fans you've made, I mean, people like David Bowie, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, probably the greatest producer of all time. Do you have to pinch yourself?
Yes, I do. It's incredible. I do think to myself, you know, how has this all happened to me? I'm so, so grateful and I'm so happy. I'm life just feels good. It's mad to think that, you know, the me from Wolverhampton, you know, grew up in the Black Country, and there I am on stage with some of the greatest musical powerhouses that have ever lived, you know, and there's little me next to them. It's like, oh my God. It makes me feel like my life is some kind of a dream, and I'm grateful for every last second of it. Yeah, I mean, it's been a hell of a trip.
It's been terrific. I've got to ask you, who would you like to duet with and why?
Wow. That's a great question, to be fair. There are so many people I'd love to work with. If Sam Cooke was still with us, I'd love to have sung with him. I think my ultimate person who is still with us would be Aretha Franklin. But I hear she's a tricky customer, so I don't know if that will ever happen.
She'd want you, I'm sure, Bev. How could she not?
I'd love it if she did.
Apart from the recordings and the solo work, obviously I've got to mention your recent voyage into musical theatre. You had The Bodyguard in 2013, Memphis the Musical in 2014, Cats at the London Palladium, and I'm told that you're going back to The Bodyguard. Can you tell me all about that?
I am, yes. I kind of started on the musical theatre journey. The first thing I did was The Bodyguard, even though the first script I got was actually Memphis, but The Bodyguard was up and running already. And so I got into that. I saw that they were doing a cast change, and I was interested in how I go about auditioning for the role. And then 2 weeks later, I was given the role, which was wonderful. And that just kept rolling. So from Bodyguard, I left Bodyguard to then go into Memphis. I was only ever meant to do Bodyguard for 6 months, ended up doing it for 9, extended my contract. Then went into Memphis, was only meant to do it for 6 months, ended up extending my contract twice, so I ended up doing a year. And then Cats was a limited run anyway at the Palladium. And that came about because Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber called one day in April to say, oh, I'd like you to star as Grisabella in Cats at the end of the year. And I was just stumped. I just couldn't believe how this thing has just kept rolling. And then during that, I was asked again if I would rejoin the cast of Bodyguard for the West End. So here I am again.
Oh, it's just amazing. I know there'll be a lot of people who have seen the show, but more people probably have seen the movie. But the live show is something else, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's a fantastic show. It really is. It's lively. It's got all your heartbreak, all your high drama. It's got all of that. And, of course, it's got the songs. Everybody loves, you know, so...
The problem is everybody knows them fantastic notes that Whitney Houston hit in Bodyguard. I mean, did you feel a bit apprehensive taking it on, or did you feel, you know, not challenged?
No, I was never worried so much about the songs. The songs I knew, in terms of vocal range, it was all fine. We have, you know, Whitney was technical now. She was a mezzo-soprano, so am I. So it was within my range of singing. The thing that worried me was the whole thing within itself, the whole role. Would people be able to see Beverly Knight playing Rachel Maron, or would people be coming to see Beverly Knight playing Whitney Houston? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the thing that was the concern. But it worked so beautifully because people just saw me... doing those songs, playing that role in the most honest way that I could, and it just totally worked. It totally worked better than I could have ever have I've dreamed of it working, so I'm thrilled to bits.
It's tripping off for a lot of people up north to come down to the West End. We'd love to see you out in the sticks. Have you any chance that it might tour?
Well, the show is touring, but because the show started to tour when I was doing Memphis, so and then of course I've gone on to do Cats. So the tour is already making its rounds around the UK. With Alexandra Burke at the helm playing Rachel Maron. So, sadly, it's not me in the tour, but I can tell you that the tour is a great show as well. So.
In terms of doing more West End work, though, I mean, is this just the start? Do you think that this could become, you know, Beverly Knight of the future? Is that what we're going to get now, West End shows?
Yeah, I'd like to see it as a dual career that I could have. You know, I look at people like Yvette Midler's, icons like that, it's Barbra Streisand, probably the biggest icon of them all, who have straddled a music career and a theatre and acting career. And I just think, I'd love that. That'd be amazing.
Know what we'd like to see you back on the TV as well? I mean, I'm missing you. What? Any plans? What's coming up? What's happening?
But hopefully you will see more of me on TV, you know, doing lots of promo for the album and stuff, and of course promoting The Bodyguard.
And
so
just,
hopefully you will see.
Well, that's great news. I've just got to say that obviously you've had several top 10 albums, you've gone platinum, you've had over a million album sales in the UK along the way. And, I mean, just amazing. The awards and accolades go on and on and on. I suppose $1 million question, of all the stuff you've ever done, what's your favourite song and why?
It's got to be Sam Cooke's A Change Gonna Come. It's my favourite song of all time. I love songs that have a message of hope, especially hope when all around you looks like it's despair, but then there's still a glimmer of hope. I love songs like that because it's the kind of song that we all need, you know, at one time or another in our lives. And that song is so powerful. And I just love it. I absolutely love it. I love to sing it. It's glorious. And he was the first recorded voice I ever heard, and I've loved him my whole life, so...
That's a great choice. Great choice, Bev. Just a last thing. Obviously, you've got millions of fans out there, and I'm sure a lot of them are going to come and see you on this tour. We're going to have all the tour dates on our website. Just remind, I mean, you're Sheffield, Birmingham, York, Gateshead, Bristol, and Brighton. I mean, you're everywhere. What would you say to the fans? What would you like to say for all the support they've given you?
Oh, my gosh. There are no words to adequately express my gratitude for people who have been with me either from the beginning or have joined the journey somewhere along the way, you know, and have stuck by me. It means the world. I think the greatest kind of accolade that anyone could give to me is to still care about what I'm doing 20 years in, and that means everything to me. So thank you. And thank you's not even enough. I don't even know what else is enough. I wish there was more words that I could say to express how happy it makes me that people still want to hear what I'm doing and what I'm sounding like and you know what I'm up to.
Bev, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. I'm just going to remind everybody for the Sheffield City Hall date, that's Wednesday, June the 1st. All the other dates will be on our website. Bev, thank you ever so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.